This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, we weren't here last week.
No. No.
I'm so glad that you called because last week there was nothing out, Ron.
Oh, well, just as well.
Just as well. So today there's an influx. It's overflowing.
And there's some good ones here. I'm really excited. I took a sneaky peek, I hope you don't mind, at today's playlist, but I haven't, from you, but I haven't listened to them yet. But I'm very excited, Leo. So tell us.
A few albums out today. The first one is the big one of the week, which is the brand new album from Sabrina Carpenter. It's called Man's Best Friend. Now, this is her seventh studio album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. She has been doing music for a long time, but last year with Espresso, she really became this massive star. But she's been around the traps for ages. So a new album's out today, a year after her last album, Short and Sweet. And this new album features 12 new tracks from Sabrina, including the lead single Man Child, which I love.
Which went to number one and in the US.
Yes, yeah. And this new one, it's called Tears.
Oh, my God.
Leo, I loved Espresso. I love this one. I put a little tick next to it. Play on Joy Drive.
Yeah, that is great. Brand new from Sabrina Carpenter. That's called Tears, the second single from the new album, Man's Best Friend. Now, about half an hour ago, Warren, I actually watched the video.
Is it good?
It is an epic 5-minute sort of epic movie. It has all the things we love in a music video. It has drag. It has Sabrina in bra and panties. It has a pole. It has her on all fours. So it's a mixed bag and a bit of a silver disco outfit.
I'll have to have a look.
She's looking after Kylie's crown, I think, with the gay crowd.
Definitely. So it's called Tears. Sabrina Carpenter absolutely love it. I look at the title of the next song and I'm excited.
Yeah, so I've been playing this one all afternoon. The brand new album from Belinda Carlisle. It's called Once Upon a Time in California, her ninth studio album. 10 new covers, all recorded in LA because Belinda grew up in LA in California, mm-hmm. and this sound represents her youth growing up in California. And this is a track from the album. Now, fast forward to, I think, late 90s, early 2000s, this is a big dance floor hit. This is Belinda's take on If You Could Read My Mind.
Leo, you know what I love about this is one of those songs. I think who did the one in the early 2000s? Was that Star?
That was Studio 54.
Studio 54.
Yeah.
The original one, the one before that, Gordon Lightfoot, is yes. a slow version, which I absolutely love. It always gives me goosebumps whenever I hear it. I'm so pleased. Belinda has sort of stuck to the original.
Yeah, and this album, if you like really good vocals, beautiful songs, this album is for you. It's a stunning, stunning album. Really is. So check out new one from Belinda Carlisle. It's called Once Upon a Time in California.
We'll be leaving a light on for that.
Yes, we will be. Speaking of big voices,
mm-hmm.
21 years ago, Casey Donovan won the second season of Australian Idol. She's released a new EP, 21 Years Retrospective EP. She's re-recorded six songs from her Idol days, including her winner single. Who remembers this track? It's called Listen With Your Heart.
Absolutely beautiful. Love Casey Donovan, and her voice is amazing on that track.
This EP is stunning. Again, this massive voice, all those songs she done from Idol back in the day, and a new recording, all her new interpretations of the songs. Really beautiful EP. Again, if you love the big vocals, this one is a winner. It's fantastic. I love that EP from Casey.
Now, I'm excited about the next one, Leo, because I don't do a lot of music interviews because I leave it to the experts like yourself to do. But I have interviewed this next one, and he was absolutely lovely, and it was for Healing Hands. Remember that?
Yes, yes.
So tell us what this is.
I've also interviewed him. I've interviewed him at Joy years and years ago, and we caught up on the Aria red carpet and the Logies.
Oh.
we're mates.
You're mates, and what a lovely man too.
The brand new single from Conrad Saul, he is a local independent artist. This is a really personal track from Conrad. He opens up about his past substance abuse, and he said, this new music is a new chapter in his career. So this is Conrad Saul, brand new. This is Walk On.
Brilliant new track from Conrad Saul. Love it. Leo. Yeah.
It's a winner, that one.
You've been busy.
I've been really busy. Now, this one here, if you listen to Robbie's show, Turn the Beat Around, every Friday night, which I hope you all do.
Yes, we'll chat to Robbie at about 2:15 to find out what's coming up on the show. Yeah.
Well, last week he premiered this track on his show, brand new for Tony Perrin. She released her last single back in 2023, a track called Whatever Will Be, Will Be. This is brand new for Tony Perrin, More Than Enough.
Love it. Of course, I remember, was it Walk Away Lover? Was it?
Yeah.
The big song?
Yes, in the, she was on the merry-go-round.
That's right. Yes. Love this one. More Than Enough.
Yes. So I think it's going to be on the daytime playlist at Joy.
I'm sure it will be. I wouldn't be surprised if all of these end up on the daytime playlist at Joy.
Yeah. Because Kylie has just wrapped up her world tour, the Tension Tour. The last date was in Mexico. Mm-hmm. What an amazing tour that was. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, she dropped a live version of the Tension track. Now, this is from a forthcoming live album, which is due out very soon on the 26th of September on streaming and digital. But expect some physical announcements in the coming weeks. But Kylie's back with a new album, with a new live album. This
amazing.
Is from the Tension tour. Sounds like this, 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 sounds like this Yay!
Oh, you can just hear how much the crowd's loving her.
That's out now on streaming. On my YouTube channel this week, I found some more old Kylie clips. So a new Kylie clip is on my channel this week. There's a 2002 interview with Mariah Carey and an early 80s interview with Tony Basil and our own Meldrum.
Oh, Mickey.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
On my channel, Sound Museum AU. You can also follow me across TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. More than 600 videos on my channel one.
They're getting up there. Now, I know because we spoke briefly before, one of those is Alison Moyet.
Yes. So on my podcast, which you can subscribe on all your podcast provider, I did a Alison Moyet episode a few months ago on the podcast celebrating her Elf album. So check out that, all you Alison Moyet fans on podcast.
We're all Alison Moyet fans.
Yeah.
Leo, before we go, you always leave us with a throwback. What are you giving us today?
We're not going back too far. We're going back about 20 years. In the early 2000s, Warren, do you remember those compilations? There was a massive sort of influx of dance tracks, like covers of dance tracks from the like remixed, right? And the Remix Heaven collection was camptastic. All these were on Joy. And this one is from the 2005 volume. Now, I love this track. It's a really good sort of feel-good song for your weekend. Remember this one from Solitaire?
I remember it. I love it. I can't wait to play it.
Yes.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel. We'll catch you here next Friday on Joy Drive. Thanks, Leo.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.